Okay, good morning. Masechet Chulin. We have Kaf Gimel. We're starting at the bottom of Kaf Bet. Okay, over again, we did yesterday. So basically, we had at the bottom the first question of Rabbi Zaira, right? It says that Arei Alai Olam in Atorim Omin Bnei Yonah. You brought you made a nether to bring from either or, and you could decide, and you brought them both, and they were both at this stage of Tihuv, right? Chilat Tihuv, which the neck was yellowing. And we said there in the Mishnah that at the Tchilat Tzuv, it's Pasul Shebezeh U Shebezeh, both Pasul. So the question was, Mahu, is it a Sveika? And if it's a Sveika, maybe Mimanav Shach, it should be Yotek, because you brought them both, and either way it would be, or Dilma, it's a Bria, it's a separate, at that stage of its life, it's considered like a separate creation. If you wouldn't be Yotze. And then we had the answer that Amar Rava. So Rava says, he four lines from the Bible, I'm going to go over that again. And it says, Toshma, he says, let's bring a bright. He says, the bright is quoting actually our Mishnah, which says that the yellowing which of the Pasul. So now you say, Bishlom Bria, Havia Shapir. So if you tell me it's a separate Bria, right, it's a Bria, then we understand why it's Pasul. But if you say it's a Sveika, if you say it's only Pasul because of a Safek, it's just Kralim Uta Sveika. Are you going to tell me you have to have a Pasuk? And Rashi was the one who said there what Mi'ik Sveika Kame Kutcha Brichu. There's no Sveikot in front of Akadosh Baruch Hu. She's going to write a pasuk in the Torah to tell us we must in case it's a Safek. Right? So he says there, Aki Ipshitelach Tikdolim Ninu, Aitinu Betorim. If it's Pashu that they're Gdolim, then bring them as Torim. Ipshitelach Tikdolim Ninu, then Aitinu as Bnei Yonah. Vechevan, the Lo Pshitelan, Lo Ha, Velo Ha. He says, right, and since we're not so pashut which one it is, so how can we think even leal da'atenu to machshir it at all, right? So therefore, right, he's saying over here that if it was a safek, so that how can we say? Now, I get confused every time I read this thing, eh? Can anybody help me explain this a little bit better? If I can explain this a little bit better to myself, I may be able to carry on and understand it even a little bit better. So therefore, what he's saying over here is that therefore, since we've got the suffix, we're the ones that say that you can't that you shouldn't be able to bring it from a chumrah side. It shouldn't make a difference with a pasuk, but there's a pasuk. This min. Remember, we had the pasuk we're speaking about here is we said min ha torim, or min b'nei yonah. Remember that? And we're trying to understand what is that min from. In other words, there's certain ones that are pasuk. It's min, only certain ones are kosher. They aren't all kosher. So we wanted to try and say that maybe it could be because of the stuff. So the Gemara would say no. The answer to the Gemara is as follows. That you could say that the only asur really mitame safek, right? But it's not the pasuk. Look at Rashi over here. He says no. It says you're right. That's not what the pasuk is for. Isn't a pasuk telling us about a safek? So what is that min over there? Pasuk doing? Look at Rashi. He says afa gav the tana ketani, right? Prat the tchilat atzihuv. Even though the tana said based on that pasuk there mina torim or mina b'nei yonah. Which is it's asmachta ba'almahu. That's not really the makor. It's just it's a safek really, and it's an asmachta. That's not the pasuk. So what is the pasuk doing there? So it says, and the pasuk is there for limuta nirva v'ne'evad. Nirva, right, is if the chicken had relationships, if someone had sex with the chicken or had worshipped the chicken, right? Look at Rashi there. And really, the reason that it's pasul is because of the safek. So we go back to our original question, right? Because the question over here, we said, he said the pasul was his no. There's no pasuk for safek. The real reason that pasuk is not a bria, it's not a separate creation. It is asur because of a safek, but it's asur because of a safek from our side, because we aren't able to, because we're not sure if it's a safek or not a safek, which really comes to tell us that really in the Me'ikar Adin, you might actually have been yotze mimanavshach, right? In the original case. There will be parts of the Yotze, because we're saying it isn't a separate Birya, and it's not a Pasuk, so it's really a suffix. You could actually be Mimar Nafshach, you could be Yotze, if you go back to that case. You see what I'm saying? As a derivative. In other words, if we're saying that, that's only because of a suffix, so we could really have a place where Mimar Nafshach, you could be Yotze. But the Gemara moves off and says, what's that Pasuk for? That Pasuk is for Nirva V'Nevad. Now, Nirva and Nevad, if you look over here, it says Nirva, right? Not Roveya. As opposed to an animal, a big animal, a woman can bring an animal on her. And therefore, the animal can also be have intercourse. A chicken can't. So a chicken can only be on the receiving end. That's why it's talking about Nirva as opposed to Roveya, right? So that is why we need a Pasuk. So Gemara says, look what happens. For Nirva V'Roveya. Why? Salkada Tachamina. What would we have thought without a Pasuk? Hoyil uchtiv ki moshchatam bahem mumbam. There's a pasuk over there that talks. This is a pasuk here is from the Mabul, right? Look at Rashi. Says hoyil uchtiv gabe korbanot ki moshchatam bahem bam mum, right? Bahem mumbam lo yeratzu lachem. Look at that pasuk over here. The pasuk over here is pasuk aleph. Umiyad benecha lo takrivu et lechem Elohim mikol eile. Can't bring it from a goy ki moshchatam bahem mumbam lo yeratzu lachem. Because if they've got some sort of, from moshchat, we'll see what moshchat means in a second, a mum, you can't use it, right? Look at the very first, the last wide lines of Rashi. The bain hashchata, bain mum, whether it's hashchata or mum, poslim bahem, they are pasul. And now go back to the Gemara carries on, the Tanin of Rabbi Shmuel, kol makom shnemer hashchata, anywhere in the Torah it says the word hashchata, eino ele davar erva v'avodat kochavim. It's promiscuity, sexual promiscuity or avodah worship, right? And look at Rashi. He says there, davar erva roveya v'nirva. You see that? So he says roveya and nirva, which is both if the animal comes on the woman or if the person has a relation with the animal. And avodah kochavim ne'evad shishtach avur le'be'matot to serve because you bowed, basically turned that animal into some sort of idol. So now we've got that bright Rabbi Shmuel. So what would we say like this? How do we know that the Gemara carries on? That's from the Mabul. At that stage of the Mabul. In fact, the Rabbi Baruch mentions such a Zayin Shir as well, man. Remember that up until that time, meat was pasul. We never ate meat. From Noach. That's, so this is the pasul of Yabet.
ובזכותו העולם המשיך, אם הוא לא אכל במהלך הזה שומרים בתיבה, הוא קיבל את הזכות לאכול.
אוקיי. ויער להם את הארץ, והנה נשחת, כי השחית כל בשר את דרכו על הארץ. אוקיי. So that is ערווה, right? השחית כל בשר את דרכו. In other words, every animal started having relations with other animals, and people with animals, and people, in other words, the whole sense of sexual order was lost, time in the Mabul. And avodat kochavim, we're not avodat kochavim, it's called idol worship. Tichtiv, ki tashchitun vastem lachem pesel. Right? The pasuk there says, look at Gimel, pen tashchitun vastem lachem pesel, tunat kol, samel tavnit zachar on nekeva. So too, if you turn the animal into an idol. So now, we've got two isurim here of a mum coming from an animal that's idol worship and sexual promiscuity of the animal. So the writer carries on. Davar erva v'avodat kochavim poslin bo. V'kol she'ein hamum posel bo, ein davar erva v'avodat kochavim poslin bo. So the Gemara says basically they go together, right? Look at Rashi. V'heima k'tiv tamim zachar v'al of lo k'tiv bay. Okay, you know what, we're going to get to that in a second. All right, we're going to get in a second. Basically, we've got the brightest so far, we shall take as follows. That any time the Torah says hashchata, it's referring to erva v'avodat kochavim. Erva because of ki shchit kol basar, and avodat kochavim because of penta shchitun, right? And there we've got the issue of kol shamun poselbo. So the var erva avodat kochavim poselbo. When ein amun poselbo, right? If it isn't, then ein davar erva avodat kochavim poselbo. In other words, if there's a mum there which can't pasul it, so then it doesn't fall into this category of erva or avodat kochavim. And now what's our problem? Hani yofot, we've got these birds. Hoyil velo pasel behu muma. Maybe there, since there, well, not maybe, say there, it doesn't fall in that category of pasel behu muma. Why not? Tamar mar, tamut vezachrut bebehema. Where we've got this din of tamim and zachrut, right? Remember, we've seen this before plenty of times. This din of a mum with the it applies to animals, where the animal has to be complete and shalem, right? Ve'ein tamut v'zachrut ba'ofot, and we haven't got it with ofot. If you look at Rashi here, he doesn't seem look at Rashi there. Behema said Rashi the behema kativ tamim zachar has to be a complete male. Aval of lo kativ bay lo tamim lo zachar doesn't mention the pasuk of birds. Neither the word tamim, which means that it can't have a mum, or zachar. Hilchach lo paste behu mumim ketan. Therefore, with birds, we've seen we must more make it. We don't pasul it. Little thing. For example, said Rashi, you could go and duk in shemayim. Remember, if it's got like a cataract, a bird is still kosher. An animal with a cataract is pasul, but a bird not. Where do we pasul a bird? Ela mumim gedolim. Anyway, big, obvious mumim could go on mechusar ever. It's missing a wing or it's missing a leg, right? Mishum hekrivihu na lefechatcha. We said it before, because you've got to bring, because still serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a king. So you can't bring junk to him, right? But with a bird, there isn't this din of mumbo. So maybe, if there's no mumbo, then adin avodah zorah and erva don't apply to birds, right? So now, so therefore, if since the mum, this idea of mum doesn't apply, therefore what would we say? Ema davar erva v'avodat kochavim nami lo lifso bahu. Therefore, maybe we will say that they exclude it completely, and therefore, if a person had raisins with this chicken, or if they serve the chicken, since it's not apply, hasn't got this mumbo, it wouldn't apply to them either. They'd be mutar. Kamash melano. That's what that pasuk comes to teach us. That when it said min ha behem, min ha b'nei yonah, min ha torim, what is excluded from it? Avodah zarah v'arayot. Okay? So that's really what that pasuk is for. The pasuk is not for the suffix that we had on the tzihuv of the birds. So that was the first, that's the end of the first question.
We still have the question, what if you brought one?
So that's why I'm saying to you that if you bring them, if you make your neder on this one or that one, it's pasuk, you can't bring them. But if you make a neder that could be either or, and you bring them both, I'm saying to you at the stage of things, I'm saying, ma nafshach, we haven't been able to prove that you aren't able to bring it.
Right.
That's what I think. That was right. Okay, we carry on. Now, Rabbi Zaira is asking a couple of questions today. We're going to see two more similar questions of Rabbi Zaira. This one now coming up. Now, by Rabbi Zaira. He was the same person who we started off with Rabbi Zaira asking the question, right? So, by Rabbi Zaira. Ha'omer hare alai olat behema min ha'ayil u min ha'keves. So now, same idea. You've got, Michael, can you put some of the apple juice in here, please? No, that's fine. Stick it, a little coffee won't do anything. You see, that's called Baal Tashakaitu. See, you can't handle the idea that I drink apple juice in a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
You understand now what Baal Tashakaitu means? Now you understand. See, it was to Laham Chish. So now, new question. Hobera realai or lot behema mina ayo mina kebesh. Vevi palgus mahu. So now, an ayil is a ram. Okay, that's a big sheep. A male big sheep. And a keves is a little sheep. The Torah says keves ben shana. So a little keves will become a ram eventually. A keves is up to 12 months old. And a ram is only after it's completed 13 months. So now we've got a month in the middle between a keves and a ram. That is called a palgas. Okay, that's called a palgas. Look at Rashi. I'm not making it up. Rashi says it to us straight out there. Look at Rashi, yeah? Hoyel, it says over here, hoyel or mina, ha'ayel or mina keves, ma'ezeh she'irtze. See, Rashi says as well. We go back to the same example. The guy made a neder. He said, Omer ha'ayel olat behema. I'm going to bring an ola. Either an ayel or a keves, whichever I want. I'm not deciding yet. And then he brought a palgas. Look at Rashi, there's a palgas. Keves ben shana b'toch shnato karu keves. So in its first year it's called the keves. Va'ayil mi she'avru shloshesh chodashim she'nichnas chodesh shalem b'toch shana shnia. So when it's completed its 13th month, it's now into the 14th month of its second year, karu ayil adulam, forever. Then it's always called an ayil till it dies. And a palgas, says Rashi, b'toch chodesh rishon shel shana shnia. So in the 13th month, which in the first month of its second year, it's called a palgas. Okay, so this is a little bit easier for us to understand, I think, even in the previous case. The previous case was a tor and a Yonah, Bnei Yonah, different birds. This is the same animal, just in its progression, right? It evolves from a kevesh to a palgas to a ayil.
It's in that intermediate stage.
Right, exactly. It's that ben hashmashon again, like we said. Palgas, thank you. Okay, so it's a Greek word in the middle. Right, so now the question is what? And he brought a palgas. So now what's the story? So now it's almost like this. As far as Rabbi Yochanan is concerned, there's no question. Why not? Rabbi Yochanan says, Pashut, this palgas is a separate animal. You got a keves, you got a palgas, and you got an ayil. And the Torah says you can bring a korban from a keves or from an ayil, not from a palgas. So for that month, it's not a keves, it's not an ayil, it's a palgas, Pashut, Rabbi Yochanan. Ditnan hekrivo, right? Because he says there, the Pasuk says hekrivo. Rashi tells us the Mishnah here in Masechet Para, upalgas kematov a palgas. And the Mishnah there says, Mevi alav nischei ayil. If you brought a korban as a palgas, you bring the nesachim of an ayil. However, v'ein olelo mizbacho. So since you brought it, you bring it as a proper korban. But if you had made a neder to bring an ayil or to bring a keves, it's not going to help you, this palgas. You still bring the korban with a nesach, right? Nesachim, etc. But it's not a korban. You see the Rashi? It's a long Rashi, but it's worth reading. Amar Yochanan Minalan, Demevi Arab Nischei Ayil Shol Shnei Shonim, Ushnein Yayin. How do we know that you bring a palgas? Nonetheless, you're still going to bring the Nesach of the Ayil. And the Ayil there is two Eshonim, right, of Solet, and a Shlishit Hin of Yayin, a third Hin of Yayin. Dichti B'Pashat Nesachim B'Shelach Lecha Anashim. And then in Shlach Lech says, O L'Ayil HaEchad, O, what's the O L'Ayil HaEchad? The O, the word O. He says, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabot and Apalgas, but Nesachim alalu. It's to include the Nesachim if you want a Palgas. You aren't Yotze, the Korban, you got to be Mitzvah Kral Rabuyan. Since we have a Pasuk to tell us that you got to bring the Nesachim and to include a Palgas, Shma Minak, Rabbi Yochanan, Tanakam, and Amar, Ein Olal Mizbacho, Mishum de Bir Yehu. Rabbi Yochanan says, since we have a Pasuk to explain that to us, why did a Pasuk? If it was just a question of Safek, we need a pasuk, it's not already. Why need a pasuk? Because the pasuk is telling you it's a separate Indian, not a separate Indian Nesachim. And as regards to Nesachim, Rachmane Ravye, the Torah included Nesachim even in that special birya called the Palgas. He says, the Isfaikahu, Lo Marve Kra. If it was a Safek, the Torah wouldn't come and tell us about bringing Korban for Sveikot, the Shema Ayru. Because if it's a Safek, it's us, when we saw already, there's not a Safek in the Veshamayim. So God's not going to give you a halacha for something which is a safek. He knows what it is. See, if the reason is a safek, then it might be an ayil. And then pshita de baya to you and his ayil. Then you've got to obviously bring nesachim. Right? V'etnu ye di'i ayilu lehave didei. And make a t'nai and say, if it's an ayil, then these are the nesachim for an ayil. V'i keves, if it's a keves, right? Then it's a nedava. Sharei mit nadvim nesachim b'lo korban, because you can bring nesachim out of korban. Can we remember nachem perik batri? We learned this before. Da'af agav detani ei mit nadvim lug echad v'lo shnayim v'chamisha ele shlosha. Since we learned nonetheless, you can't bring a log on its own or two log or five log, right? Because k'day sheyu kriyin nischei keves or arba, right? It says you can't bring a log echad. Sorry, da'af agav detani ei mit nadvim lug echad v'lo shnayim v'chamish. Right? You can't bring two. Stein or fab. Only you have to bring three, so it can at least be look like it goes with a kevesh, which is three, or four that looks like it goes with an ayil, or six that it's row to a par. Right? Because you bring with something else. But nonetheless, you can bring a nesach on its own. So you could make the nesach in a davi if it was a kevesh, right? But if it was an ayil. It was Rabbi Yochanan telling us that is if it was a question of safek. The Torah wouldn't give us a special pasuk because you'd bring it with a korban. You say, if the korban is the korban, good. And if it's a nedava, because God doesn't give you pasuk if it's because He knows what it is. There's no sfek in front of Him. Right? That's Rabbi Yochanan's. So if Rabbi Yochanan all ayil rabbi apalgas. So we see that. So come Rabbi Yochanan. So who is the question according to ki tibaylach? Says the Gemara libet rabar debar peda. So this question of Rabbi Zaira's now: if I brought this palgas, is it kosher or isn't it kosher? Right, what is the story with it? Is only remember, I brought a palgas when I made a neder to bring a keves or a ayil, and I end up bringing a palgas. So, the question is, Mahu, what's the story? So, So according to Bar Peda, right? It's according to him is a kwasha. Why? The Amar Mighty Umatni, because Rav Peda is the one, right? He's the one who said that if in the I bring it Umatni and I make it Tnai. Look at Rashi over here. The Sphere lay Safek, because he says it's a Safek. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a separate Birya. There's no question. You definitely aren't Yotze. According to Bar Peda, who says it's a Safek, so yeah, here there's a question. If he thinks it's a Safek Keve, Safek Ayil, would he say that you Yotze if you brought it as your Nedir? Right? Because he's the one at least it's a Safek. Look at Rashi, yeah? So long, Rashi. Might you desvir lay Safeku? V'hachakam yibayelan. And now this is a kashya of Rabbi Zairus. Aliba deraf bedebar peda. B'may mistapek umay matni. So what's his safek and what's his tnai? V'ola ayil darish le darsha achrina b'menachol perek shtei midot. Yibayelan hachad. Because he's got this word of v'ola ayil. Pasuk says v'oh. Like Rabbi Yochanan said, v'oh tells us a separate birya. He's got his own drosha there in Masechet in Menachot. He said, like as we've learned this, my matni, mi pshitela ele bar peda de lav brihu, ele safek ayel safek kevesu. Is it pashut to Rabbi, to bar peda, that it's not a birya, but it's a safek, or a keves or ayel? V'chi matni, when he makes his tnai, right? V'chi matni, ba'ayel, right? The shita mekubetet adds in there, ba'ayel, v'keves, uda matni. He's making a tnai, that either it's an ayil or it's a keves, right? That's his tnai. E ayil hu lihave kule didei. So if it's an ayil, because remember we saw there that even according to Rabbi Yochanan, you brought the ayil with the nesachim, you brought the palgas with the nesachim of the ayil. Remember, not with the nesachim of the keves. You brought with the keves of the ayil. So you said like this, if it's an ayil, so then these nesachim are his. Vi kevesu, then in saron solet, revi'it hayayin have didei. Because with the ayil, you bring more with an ayil to do with the keves. So he's like, if it's an, so you bring the nesachim and everything and the, with oil and the shemen, etc., of the ayil. You say, if it's an ayil, then this is the nesachim of the ayil. And if it's a keves, then the lesser amount, which is meant to be a keves, is for the keves, and the redundant amount is a nedava. Right? Even if it was a birya, you wouldn't have to make it tonight. Remember, Ibrahim and Raul and Zachim, they have a Kudu Nadava, the Gabe, but it was a. So, in other words, according to Rabbi Dai, it's what we understand. What is the Safek? Do we Matni that it's only that either or? Because if it's a Birya, then there's no Tanakh. If it's a Birya, then you can't say it might be an isle, it might be a Kevis. Because if it's a Birya, it's neither an isle, neither a Kevis. So, how do you make a Tanakh? Right? So then, Raul and Zachim. So then you'd bring this animal, and all the nesachim you bring would be a nedava. So now the gabe bayan de la'el, and with regards to Rabbi Zaira's question, kevan de vadai lav bir yehu, since we know for a fact that it's not a birya according to Bar Peda, because it's a safek, yotze yedei nidri manashach. We're back to the same case again. We know it's a safek. So if you could bring an ayil, or you could bring a keves, and you brought a palgas, you should be yotzei ma'arav shach. Because if it's a safek, it's a safek ayil, safek keves, it's definitely one of them. And you could bring a neder from either of them. So you definitely brought one of them. You definitely brought an ayil or a keves. You're just not sure which one it was. And you could bring either. So if you brought, if it was an ayil, you yotzei because of an ayil. If it was a keves, you yotzei because of a keves. Right? Because of Rashi, daha or keves or ayil hu. V'hu nadar be'ezeh she'yirtze. Right? So we try to understand Bar Peda, because Bar Peda said, Mighty Umatni. Right? So that's Rashi explained now, was coming up in the Gemara. Mi amrinan ayil the keves matne, bebiria lo matne, which is what we understood now. If you say that's the case, then we understand now you'd be yotzei mitame safek, or dilme, says Rashi. Maybe when Bar Peda said, Mighty Umatni, right? Bebiria nami matne. He said, no, even if it's a birya, yosa matne. So, in other words, Rabbi Yochanan is pashut down the line. He said it's a birya. Bar Peda says you bring it and you matne, you make it tonight. So now we're trying to understand Bar Peda. Is Bar Peda telling us it's not a birya and it's only a safek, in which case you would be yotze? And we understand Bar Peda who says that it's a tnai. Or maybe even Bar Peda who says you bring it with a tnai might say that even if it was a a birya you would make a t'nai. And now we can't say yotze mimanafshach, and it's yotze because we've got three way go now. Either it's a safek, in which case it might be a keves, or it might be an ayil, or it might be a birya. And we're not sure, so therefore we can't say mimanafshach yotze, because out of the three options now, you only yotze if it's two out of the three.
It's neither.
It's not an option, but it's a wide. You're still going to make it tonight. The fact that by Pedasi, you're still going to make it tonight. It's not because of our suffake. It's for a different reason. That's what we're going to explain now. Or the Biria Matna. The Amar, I Biria, then have le have kule in the davik. Because then you say like this. You bring it tonight, you say in the better you stand there, you say. If it's an ayil, then these nasachim are for it. If it's a keves, then the relevant amount of the nesachim for the keves and the balance are in the dava. And if it's a palgas, I don't need to bring any nesachim at all, it's then all the nesachim on the dava. So now we can't answer. What's going to answer? Taiku. The word is a taiku. So yeah, we can't solve this question of Rabbi Zeira. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's pashut, it's a birya. So you aren't yotzei. According to Bar Pada, we aren't sure what Bar Pada means when he says it's tonight. Do we say make a 2-way tonight or a 3-way tonight? So it's a teiku, so we end up, so we can't end up. See, but with the first question of Zaira, which was a B'nai Yonah and a Torim, there wasn't that third option.
Right.
So there I'm still convinced that the answer would be that you'd be Yotzim in Ba'an Afshach. Okay, now let's carry on. Next question. By Rabbi Zaira. I think there's another one more. I think this is the last question of Rabbi Zaira. So by Rabbi Zeira, Ha'omer hare alai lachmei todah min hachametz o min hamatzah. Right, so we were all at the challah baking on Sunday night. So we had a bit of chazorah there. So remember now that when you bring a korban todah, so it comes with 40 lachamim, right? Right, it comes with 40 lachamim. You see Rashi, have a look at Rashi. We said there min hachametz o min hamatzah.
Right before the todah to una mem.
Oh, sorry. Okay, there's a Rashi there without a Dibur HaMatchil. If you look at the three lines up from the Minah HaMetz, it says, Toda, if you bring a Korban Toda, it says, Tuna Arba'im Chalot. You need to bring 40 Chalot. Shloshim Shel Matzah, 30 or Matzah, and 10 or Chametz. And then we saw, you take the dough and you split it in half. 50% goes to the Chametz, and 50% goes to the 30 Matzahs. So you've got your 10 loaves are equal in dough to the 30 matzahs. Remember that? So now, remember we only made the matzahs on Sunday night. We didn't make the challah ones, right? We split our dough up into three, remember? We didn't make them, and all of them we watched according to the clock. So we only made the challahs, and then the matzahs, we didn't make the matzah. But half of it would go to matzah, and half would go to challah. The challah comes 10 loaves, and the matzah comes 30 loaves. So now, a guy, according to Rabbi Zeira, right? So he says, he makes a neder, that he can bring, right? Ha'omer harei alai lachmei toda min hachametz or min hamatzah. I can bring lachmei toda, or from chametz or matzah. The Gemara's going to ask in a second, what are you talking about? When a guy says korban toda, he means 40. How can, that's a question of its own. We'll see that in a second. But the question starts, like our other two questions, says they can bring a neder or chametz or matzah. Right, look at Rashi there, min hachametz or min matzah, and his neder is eser chalot mi'eze min she'erze. He only makes it to bring 10 chalot. Obviously 10, because the matzahs is 30, but they're 10 of 30. The chalot are only 10. He says, I can either bring those 10 or 10 others, and whichever one I bring, I'm yotze. Right? And Rashi says, we'll come and buy yehechi ma'itei 10 chalot l'chudai. How can you bring 10 on the own? Which is a question itself. We'll get to the second. Vehevi si'ur. Now si'ur is not sa'or. Sa'or, we spoke about, right? Sa'or is that sourdough, which is a chomet, which is more than chomet. It even is machmitz. You use that to help other breads to ferment, right? Let's say si'ur. Rashi explained to us what si'ur is in a second, right? So you can already understand what si'ur is, right? Because we talk about halfway house here, ben ashmashot. So we've got a B'nai Torim, B'nai Ayil, they got the golden wings. We've got the case of the Palgas, which is in between a Keves and an Ayil. So you can already understand that Si'ur is in between Chometz and Matzah. Okay? 19. Now I made a chart over here. Just look at it over here, because it's a little, not too complicated, but a little bit complicated. So we've got a Machloket Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Right, look at Rashi here for Si'ur. So Rashi is siur sheyatza michral matza. It's already out of the definition of matza. Ulechral chametz lo ba hadn't yet become chametz. Okay.
Is it within the 18 minutes? Or?
I don't know. There's no doubt that we will be machmir and you can't eat it, right? Because it's safek doraita. So, but anyhow, for us, it's a laloch. I don't think it's so relevant over here now. I think it's more if you've got to bring a korban and it's not Pesach and you can eat chometz. So that's but you made a neder that it's either matzah or chometz. Mm-hmm. So what is it, right? Let's look at Rashi. Rashi refers us to a machloket in Masechet Psachim daf Mem Chet Amud Bet. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Palgei be'elu Ovrin, right? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, b'machloket. Rabbi Meir have a siur b'hach safat panim. So now, to discuss the three stages here in the making of matzah towards the end of the baking process. If it's 18, 19, 20 minutes, I don't know. Mm-hmm. The first one is machsif paneha, that it starts silvering its face. It really starts getting like a bit burnt, like a bit of a proper calorie. Now, that's first machsif from a kasuf. Then here we have stakim, which are called karnei chagavim. It starts cracking like the tentacles of a locust. Like very thin, what we call like fine, like paper cracks. Then those cracks start developing and spreading one into the other. And we say mit arvim stakim. So at the first, it starts off like little cracks, all little simple cracks on their own. As it develops more, those cracks start growing and they intertwine into each other. You have this whole net of cracks. That's already, I think, kola deot. When it starts getting cracking, everybody agrees that that's really chometz. The question is, machsif paneha, as soon as it starts getting a bit of a silvery face to it, to a color to it, is it seer or not? And that's a machlokes Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says that machsif paneha, at that very first stage, it is siur. Listen, Michael, it's technical. It's siur. And Rabbi Yehuda says that at that stage, it's still matzah. So Rabbi Meir is more machmir here than Rabbi Yehuda. And then, once it gets the stakim of karnei chagavim, the tentacle cracks, Rabbi Meir says it's really chametz. And Rabbi Yehuda at that stage says it is siur. Okay? Now, there's another important, I'm just saying this Rashi outside. There's another important difference in that machloket. Rabbi Meir says that once it's called siur, if you eat it, you get malkot. Malkot. At siur.
So it's not
chametz. It's not isur karet yet. We aren't over on the lav, but you get malkot. Mm-hmm. Where Rabbi Yehuda says that even in his definition of stakim karnei chagavim, at that next stage, when already it's got cracks in it, it's called siur, but they're not malkot. So Rabbi Meir is more machmir, both on at which stage it becomes siur. It becomes siur earlier, and also machmir on the punishment. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Yehuda is more makil on when it becomes siur, and he says there's no malkut at all. Look at Rashi inside. We'll do it very, very quickly now. Look at Rashi inside. Rabbi Meir have a siur b'hach svat panim, v'afilu ein sham sedek, even he hasn't started cracking yet. V'im nizdak afilu k'karnei chagavim, and if you get karnei chagavim at the crack, it's called mikre siduk, v'chayev karet. At that stage, it's because Rabbi Meir says it's siur at the machsif panim. So when it goes to stakim, to the next stage, it's already proper, fully fledged chametz and you chayev karet. The siur b'hach safat panim, aminam b'reish elu ovrin, Rabbi Meir chayev malkot. Rabbi Meir says you only chayev karet at the next stage of stakim, but at the stage of siur, you already chayev malkot. Rabbi Yehuda itlehu trei kulot. Rabbi Yehuda's got two kulot. Right, we've got two kulot on this. Mm-hmm. At that stage of kichsif panav, it's not yet called siur. Ukekane chagavim hu demikre. He says only at the crackling period is it called siur. Right. So as far as he's concerned, machsif panav is still a fully fledged matzah. Okay. So for Rabbi Meir, it's siur. For Rabbi Yehuda, it's still matzah. At the next stage, for Rabbi Meir, it's already chametz. And for Rabbi Yehuda, it's only siur, right? Remember, at siur, Rabbi Yehuda says malkot, and at chametz, it's karet. And the second kula of Rabbi Yehuda is, what kula achritei Rabbi Yehuda? The bahad, the karet, Rabbi Yehuda, siur. What Rabbi Yehuda calls siur, lo mechayev alei malkot. Okay? So we got it pretty clear now. Rabbi Yehuda says that already at the hichsif panea, it's already called siur, and at that stage is malkot. The next stage of Karnei Chagavim, there's Karet. Rabbi Yehuda says only at the next stage of Karnei Chagavim, when it's got to starting to begin the cracks, it's called Siur, and there's no Malkot. And okay, so those are, that's the Malkot over there. Let's go back into the Gemara. Now we've got information to understand the question. So the Rabbi Zaira's question was, you said Lachmei Tolem in Achemet V'Lamatzah, and you brought Siur. So Mao. So now the Gemara says, when you're asking me, are you Yotze? We first got to understand Siur Daman. Which Siur, whose Siur are we speaking about? Is Siur Rabbi Meir? If, because it's a little bit technical, let me explain the Gemara outside in a second, it's easier to follow it inside. The Gemara's going to ask the question now in a four-way type of understanding it. Rabbi Yehuda says that Siur is still Chametz. It's still Matzah. Sorry, it's still Matzah, right? Because it's only Siur at the next stage of Karnei Chagavim. Sorry. What Rabbi Meir calls Siur, Rabbi Yehuda is still Matzah. Because Rabbi Meir called Siur Hichsif Paneah, Rabbi Yehuda says Siur is only Karnei Chagavim at the next stage. So Rabbi Meir's definition of Siur is still Matzah for Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Rabbi Yehuda's definition of Siur is already Chametz for Rabbi Meir. Right? Yeah. So in other words, if we're saying that it's Siur of Rabbi Meir, then for Rabbi Yehuda it's Matzah. So if we say Siur of whose? So if I brought a korban of Siur according to Rabbi Meir's definition, for Rabbi Yehuda's concept, you say you Yotzei for Matzah. Agreed? Mm-hmm. And if I bring Siur for Rabbi Yehuda's definition, Rabbi Meir will tell me it's fully fledged Chometz. So now if I make a neder that I can bring or Matzah or Chometz, so if I bring Siur of Rabbi Meir's definition of Siur, I'm Yotzei, as far as Rabbi Yehuda is concerned, for Matzah. You understand? Because my name was all Matzah Chometz. If I bring Siur of Rabbi Yehuda's definition, then for Rabbi Meir, I'm Yotzei because it's very fully fledged Chometz. So if covered. Depending on whose Siur I'm bringing, I could be Yotzei for either other one on my neder, because I could bring either one. The problem is as follows. If I bring Siur of Rabbi Meir, for Rabbi Meir, I'm not Yotzei. Because I haven't brought Chometz. Because not fully fledged Chometz, because he says you only get Malkot. When's Karet for Chometz? Only when it is Karnei Chagavim. Yes. It's Chametz. And if I bring Siur of Rabbi Yehuda, right? Rabbi Yehuda's Siur is at Stakim Karnei Chagavim is Siur, right? So there we'll see a question. Now we come. Look at the word like this. So you understand what's coming. It was like this. Says Siur Daman. Is Siur Rabbi Meir? If I bring Siur Rabbi Meir, so then Rabbi Yehuda, it's fully fledged Matzah, Mal Yaitahi. So I'm Yotzei Matzah. And Eid Rabbi Yehuda, if I brought Siur of Rabbi Yehuda's, then as far as the Rabbi Meir, it's Chametzu. So I'm Yotzei also of Rabbi Meir, of my Chometz, right? That's Rashi. I'm just skipping out the Rashi's now. You want to see inside the Rashi quickly? He says, like the Siur Daman, Is Siur Rabbi Meir, Dichsifu Panav Rabbi Yehuda, Klomar, Ukemebailan, Alibid Rabbi Yehuda, E Nafik by Siur Ilo. If I'm asking, was Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yotzei or not? Haivan Rabbi Yehuda, Matzah, Ma'aliyut, Matzah, Venafik Mishumatzah, I'm Yotzei because I'm Matzah. And vice versa with Rabbi Yehuda. The question is as follows. Right? The Eid Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Meir. Our question is, if I brought Rabbi Meir's Siur, Rabbi Meir midalakile, Rabbi Meir seems to say that you already get Malkot at that stage. Ah, so if you get Malkot at that stage, then for Rabbi Meir is concerned, it's Chametz. Because why do you get Malkot according to Rabbi Meir? Because he seems to think it is Chametz. Why you don't have Karet? We won't go into that now. But he definitely says you get Malkot. Rabbi Meir says you get Malkot, so then it's Chametz. If it's Chametz Rabbi Meir, then I would be Yotzei my neder. Why? Because I could bring in my neder or Nechometz or Matzah. You with me? This is a bit more tricky, right? So I got Malkot. So therefore the problem. Eled Rabbi Yehuda. This is our question of Rabbi Zaira's. So we understood that as far as Rabbi Zaira is concerned, when we asked him Mahu, it doesn't make up until now. Those three options. Rabbi Meir, as far as Rabbi Yehuda is concerned. Rabbi Yehuda, as far as Rabbi Meir is concerned. Rabbi Meir, as far as Rabbi Meir is concerned. Definition of Siur, we Yotzei in our neder all across the board. The question is, if it's Siur of Rabbi Yehuda, as far as Rabbi Yehuda is concerned. Because what's the problem? Rabbi Yehuda says, when we bring Siur, it's Takim Karnei Chagavim, it's got cracks. And Rabbi Yehuda also said that you don't get Malkot for Siur. Mm-hmm. Why don't you get Malkot for Siur? Because it's not Chametz. So if it's not Chametz, If you said I could be bring a neder of all chametz or matzah, we know already now that this seer responsible for your concerned is not chametz. So on mitzad chametz, you can't be yotzei your neder.
And it's also not matzah.
And we're not, but mitzad matzah, would you be yotzei or not? That's the question. That's the good Gemara is like this. In Rabbi Yehuda Mai, Sveika Havie, V'nafek Mima Nafshach. So we come back to our same definition. Now, do we say it's a safek? Either it is chametz or it is matzah, and it has to be one of the two. So if I can be yotzei either or, then I must be yotzei. Right? That's clear, right? That's clear. Correct? Mm-hmm. Is that clear? Why Mima Nafshach? Is that clear? Because either it's matzah or it's chametz, and I could bring either one. Or Dilma Bir Yehu V'lo Nafik. Or do we say that siur is a separate definition? It's neither matzah and it's neither chametz, not because of a safek, and now we wouldn't know the answers. Now the Gemara stops for a second and says, but wait a second, what are you talking about? How do you even come to this question in the first place? Your case study can't begin. Why? V'ha amar Rav Huna. If a person makes an edit to say, I'm just going to bring the breads of a toda, he can't just bring the breads of a toda. Maybe toda v'lachma. He has to bring the korban as well, the animal as well. Right? But toda v'lachma. Ha, lo, yada, hi, gavra. Doesn't this gavra know, this person know? Ichametu delaiti. In other words, what he's saying over here is, this Rav Huna, the worst question in principle is of Rav Huna saying, that we know that a person who says, I'm bringing the breads, has to bring a korban as well. Therefore, if you're bringing a korban as well, you can't just bring 10 loaves, you've got to bring 40 loaves. So whenever a person says, I'm bringing lachmei toda, breads of a korban, it implies automatically the animal plus 40 loaves. So what is he talking about, a guy saying, I'm making a neder to bring 10 loaves? There's nothing thing as 10 loaves of all matzah or chometz. Look what he says here. The kavan di chayev lei betoda belachma, and since he's chayev in the animal and the 40 loaves, so ha lo yada ha gavra, what this guy doesn't know, I chametzu, that if the seal that he brought is chametz, delayti matzah, he has to still bring matzah, and if it's matzah, he has to still bring chometz. There's no such thing as a guy who can only bring a neder to bring 10 loaves. It doesn't exist. You with me? Is that clear? Look, you want to see the Rashi quickly? He says, I skipped all that Rashi, I explained it, but I think I explained it very nicely outside. Look, go down. Ha'am Rab Huna, ha'am Rab Lachma, toda, mevi toda belachma. The Adam Yodaya, says Rashi. The ain lechem below toda. There's no such thing as bread without the animal. The kevan de ichayev bechuluhu. And since he was bechayev in all of them, the Meshitim Kubetz adds in the chuluhu 40, arbaim. He had to bring all 40. Nahi nami, then even so, de lav biryahu, even if we say that it isn't a birya, how can it be yotzei if only brought 10? Still the first question. Say, what are you talking about if it's a birya and a birya? So you're telling me that if it's a birya, he wouldn't be yotzei. But if it wasn't a birya, he might be yotzei ma nafshach. It's nonsense. When a man makes a neder, all that, there's no such thing. The neder is automatically converted into 40 lechamim and an animal. And until he brings the animal in, 40 lechamim, he's not yotzei's neder. So what are you asking me if it's only b'kor of Isaiah, b'kor of Meir, b'kor of Yura, b'sior? Where does it start the question? Right? So Gemara says, no, it's not so simple. Why? Lord Shichu, we still need this question. It's still a good question. Why? Da'amar hare alai chala. When a guy says, I'm going to bring chala, not for me, liftor todato shel ploni. I want to help ploni. Right? Look at Rashi, liftor todato shel ploni. De'lo mechayv alei b'kulumim. He says, I feel sorry for the guy, man. He can't bring all 40 breads. It's a lot of money. I'll bring at least 10 of them. And I might bring 10 matzahs, I might bring 10 chalas. So Gemara says, no, and so. Sof, ha lo yade ha gavra. So then now this guy's not going to know, or this guy bringing the neder, ichametsu, he won't know the guy who you're bringing it for, if it's chametz, delayti matzah, in order for him to bring matzahs. Because you're going to help him now bring it. This guy has to bring 10 matzahs, 10 chalas, and 30 matzahs. Now, he doesn't know what you brought. Did you bring 10 chalas, in which case he now only has to bring the 30 matzahs, or did you bring 10 of the matzahs, which he has to bring 20 matzahs and 10 chalas? Right? Imatsu delayti chametz. So that can't be the reason. So we say, no, you're right. We need this question for another reason. The law ama liftor. Right? He never said the law ama liftor. Look at Rashi over here. He never said he wants to bring it liftoroto, that liftoroto da tosho plani. Right, look at Rashi, yeah. Ela hare ala eschalot, let toda tosho plani. He said, I'm bringing 10 chalas with the toda of plani. In other words, plani is bringing a toda with the 40 chalas. I want to piggyback on him and also bring 10 chalas of my own with him. The cave and amat tosho plani. Since he said, I'm not bringing alai a toda, he said, I'm bringing 10 tchalas with his toda. It was, I'm bringing like a bit of an extra nadava of my own to the Beit HaMikdash, piggybacking on somebody else's toda. Alright, look at Rashi there. And it's partial that guy there bringing the korban is not being yotze with these 10. The ihu nami lo mekabel alei lemiftah. He also didn't intend to yotze or motzi that guy for 10 of his korbanot. Ele laatnuyu ba'alma, just stam to bring an extra 10 lechamot, lechamim. Uksavur sheyuchlu likarev ima matzah shechaveiro. He says, you know what? He's bringing the korbanot. I'll piggyback on him and bring 10 for myself. Now the question is, meifa gavre yedei nidro nafik or lo nafik? Now he's needed to bring 10. So the other could be 10 chalas or 10 matzahs. Is he yotze? Is he yotze? He's needed. Gemara says, taiku. Okay?
Didn't we, so the kohanim used to make the bread. So what did he bring them in the sonnet? Or was it the kohanim who made the problem?
Don't put me in spot here with the kohanim. Okay? Okay, let's carry on. New Mishnah. All right, so that was nice, eh? That was enough. Okay, let's carry on. Maniti. Now we go back in New Mishnah, we see again the two sides like we had before, right? Side by side, etc. So the Mishnah says as follows. Tarabanan, para b'shchita k'sheira, ba'arifa psula. So a para, remember a para duma via. Sorry, I skipped the Mishnah. Kasher b'para pasul b'egla. Right, what's kosher with a para, and Rashi Likutei Rashi Avia says, and Likutei Rashi Avia says, kasher b'para duma. Talk about para duma. Right, so what's kosher for a para aduma is pasul for an egla. And what's kosher, we're talking about b'shchita now, right? But egla, pasul b'para, is pasul with a para. So how you shech the para aduma, you can't do with the egla rufa. And with what you can do with the egla, you can't do with a para. The word brings a bright. Tarabanan. Para b'shchita k'shaira. A para is kosher with shchita. But arifa, so if you just break its neck, right? Like you got like a Bruce Lee style, right? It is pasul. Egla, but arifa kshaira, an egla on the contrary. If you do arifa, it's kosher. If you shech the egla, it's pasul, psula. So again, we've seen the style of the brighter. Therefore, nimtzait, kasher bepara, pasul beegla, kasher beegla, pasul bepara. Okay, so what's one good for the one is bad for the other, what's bad for the one is good for the one. So now the Gemara said, but maybe, or to hear para kasher barifa mekavachomer, maybe you should say that a para you could also do arifa, also break its neck, why from a kavachomer. An egla which isn't mutar with shchita, nonetheless hukshra b'arifa, you can do arifa. Para shukshra b'shchita, para which you can do shchita, ain't a din shukshra b'arifa. Therefore, it's better than a para, so it should be able to better than an egla. You can do shchita with it. So if you can do shchita, you should also be able to do it. It should be all of them, right? So amar kra v'shachat v'chuka. The pasuk with the Torah says two things with regards to paraduma. The one is v'shachat, the one is v'chok. B'shchita in, ba'arifa lo. End of Amiya.